Alaska.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Well, I certainly hope everyone else has their coffee kicking in because I'm on my third or fourth cup and I have to keep it slow. Petra's always telling me to not drum and keep my voice nice and slow. Slow down. Relax. So I'm going to do that and we're going to relax. We have a short show today, but we're lucky to have Kevin Thompson from Mountain Village here with us from Search and Rescue. He's on the phone. Let me just check in with Kevin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm real lucky, Kevin, to have Petra Harpik as the producer of this show. She lines up guests like you. You're out there in Mount Village, and you have some information you might want to give me about ice jams, rising levels, changing conditions. Tell me what's up.
Don't mind me. I have a bad cold right now, but the ice in front of Mountain Village has been gone for a couple of days now, and I'm not sure how far down it went. It's jammed up further down the river somewhere. But as far as I can see up the river there, there's just small patches of ice coming down. That's about it right now. The water's rising pretty fast, though.
How many miles is it down to the next village? I'm new to the area.
From here down to Imanuk is probably about 60 miles around there.
And do you think the ice jams have gotten all the way down that way?
It could be. It usually stops like halfway down to there. We can't see because we have this big hill right now.
I hope you don't mind while I have you on the line. I'm curious about the Yupik name of Mountain Village.
It's pretty hard to pronounce. Azawazawmit.
Well, hopefully we hear from one of our elders we're trying to line up, and they can help us out with that. What's that mean? Do you know?
I don't even know. I'm sure he would tell you if he answers.
Absolutely. That was our plan. We best laid plans of mice and men. I can still see Petra Harpik in the booth there scrambling to get other callers on for us at the same time that she's keeping me in line from pounding on my notepad here. Tell me, Kevin, what do you do up there in Mountain Village yourself?
I work off and on. I'm the search and rescue coordinator here. Go out hunting and fishing a lot around here, so I know this part of the country pretty good.
Spectacular. What's your favorite subsistence activity?
I'd have to say salmon fishing during the summer and moose hunting in the fall.
Nice. You know, Petra's going to chime in. She's got the meaning and the pronunciation, I think, of the Mountain Village name.
Hi.
Hi.
The Yupik name for Mountain Village is Azachakak, and the meaning is boat polling place.
Boat pulling place or boat polling place?
Boat polling place.
Ah. How is the river up there that might lend it to its name? Can you help me out there, Kevin?
It's probably because it's got a high bank and we live right on the hillside here, too. That might be the reason why. Because there's a really high bank down there by the river. I'm not too sure why it got that name.
Could you give us some details of how Mountain Village looks like? I know I've been there, and it's so pretty up that way.
Yeah, so half the town is right in a small valley. Then somewhere further up on the hillside, and the town stretches to the east toward up in the hills over here. There's a road connecting to St. Mary's, the only road in this part of Alaska, connecting two villages.
I wonder, is that the place in the terrain where the trees really start to kick in?
No, just the bushes, yeah. There's a few cottonwoods here and there. This is the first hill right along the Yukon. As soon as you're coming up the Yukon, we're the first hill just right here.
Well, Mountain Village has already been on my list. It definitely still is at the top of my list of villages to get out to. Can you, and this is a call out to listeners as well, send us photos of Mountain Village. Include your description and credits of who took it to coffee@kyuk. All of our posts online, our show notes, our improvements on the content you're hearing here. We have slideshows of our photos from our guests when we have village updates or river updates, and I encourage you to do the same, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what are your plans for this week? Anything big?
No, not really. I launched my boat yesterday after I got off work and went out for first boat ride, so I'm pretty sure I'll have more boat rides like sometime this week.
How was the boat ride?
It was all right. There was a few small ice jams in between the sandbars. We have a lot of sandbars in front of town and a little further up, so the ice gets jammed up until the water rises some more.
And have you seen any, tell me about birds or eggs. What have you seen as far as migratory birds?
I think we'd have to go further down the river now for birds because there was not that much upriver. I think the eggs will probably start coming around here maybe next week, something like that.
About 2 days ago, got a text message from Earl in Chivac. He said people over there have been finding geese eggs.
Oh, just starting to, maybe. We have to go far. We're about from here to the coastline. It's about a good 2.5 hour boat ride, 75 miles maybe, around there. That's where we go find eggs.
Kevin, are the skies as pretty where you are as they are where I am? Because they're lightly cloudy, but so pretty blue this morning.
Yep, they are over here.
Well, I hope everyone out in the Delta, in my earshot, is feeling the great feeling I have for this beautiful day.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, when's the season for beluga hunting?
That's usually when the salmon start running up. When the salmon first hit the Yukon, there's usually some. There's probably some right now, but there's a lot when the salmon are starting to come upriver. So next month in July, pretty much all summer, all the way till September, October, but there's not that much in October around that time of the year.
Well, here in the Kuskokwim River, we have smelts coming up and don't know when they're on their way, and I know Mountain Village has eels during the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get a shout out to all our listeners, Petra. If they send us an email to coffee@kyuk with some tips on the subsistence reporting that we want to provide during this show in terms of the seasons, any updates, any kind of photos and that kind of thing, if they get them into us, it'll definitely influence our show selection. You can also call us at 543-3131 and speak to us about content on the show. Again, that's coffee@kyuk or 543-3131. You know, yesterday Mark Leary was out on the river, and he sent us in some pictures on the of the river up to Aniak, and we'll be getting those on the show notes today as well. So you can always visit kyuk.org and see the program listing and click on coffee@kyuk to see those, and I encourage you to do so. Also, updates on Facebook. We're definitely putting things on Facebook more regularly now as well, so join us and like us on Facebook, kyuk.org. Kevin, send us in any photos you have when you're out and about, because we really like to see what our neighbors are seeing and share that with our friends and listeners.
Okay, yeah. I'll start taking more pictures when I head out, and I can send you guys some pictures.
Very cool. It's been very cool talking to you, and thank you for the work you do with Search and Rescue, and I hope you the best in this upcoming season of salmon, and I hope you bag 2 moose next year.
Yep, you're welcome.
So you've been listening to Coffee at KYUK, where we invite a member of the community to come in and talk about things that are relevant to you, our listeners. Special thanks to Petra Harpik for putting it all together. If you'd like to hear more of Petra on the show, make sure you email us at coffee@kyuk and tell us so, because I want her to talk too. She's got a lot of stuff to say, more than I do, because I'm a dum-dum. Don't forget to be awesome to each other.